This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Wednesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz, and today we lead with news the IMF says the world is back on a rising expansion track, even if it is pretty modest by past standards. But first, remember all local eyes will be on Stats New Zealand at 10:45am this morning and the December labour market stats. Our jobless rate is expected to remain at a very low 3.3%, but jobs growth is expected to be minimal at plus 0.3% in a very tight labour market. Any significant changes from these levels could be market moving. In China, according to their official surveys, their factory sector bounced back to an expansion in January. This was an unexpected improvement. Better yet for them, their services sector survey recorded a very large improvement, one that indicates that the non-manufacturing sector is expanding its fastest in 7 months. This was also very much better than anticipated. Most analysts had expected both sectors to struggle for some months yet as they reopened. Both indicators, if they're confirmed in the private sector surveys, will probably light a fire under commodity prices in the days and weeks to come. And Japanese industrial production was weaker in December, however, but only marginally so, and nowhere near as weak as expected. Meanwhile, Japanese retail sales rose 3.8% in December from a year earlier, better than expected and following a 2.5% gain in November, which was considered very good at the time. This was also the 10th straight month of growth in their retail trade, as domestic consumption continued to recover from the pandemic slump. While it is still depressed, Japanese consumer sentiment rose again in January, its best reading since the turnaround started in September last year. And South Korean industrial production is struggling, however, down sharply in December and by much more than anticipated. American retail sales picked up a bit last week on a same-store basis, but they're still expanding barely higher than US CPI inflation, which has been the case all January. And the next American consumer sentiment indicator, this one from the Conference Board, is little changed, but holds the positive outlook it had for the past 6 months. In the factory sector, the Chicago PMI was also unchanged, but remained in contraction, and for its fifth month in this heartland area. It's not a great start of the year for them. And German retail sales turned in a very poor December result, far worse than expected. Although they're up 4.2% in December from a year ago, if you remove inflation, their real retail sales fell an eye-watering 6.4%. To be fair to them, they're one of the few countries that highlight their real retail sales result. This time, it isn't good. But German labour markets ease back, but only a minor extent in December, and probably not statistically significant. They, like many other economies, have tight labour markets with widespread skill shortages. And the EU managed to eke out a minor expansion in its overall fourth quarter 2022 result, which took their annual growth to 1.9%, and slightly better than expected. Markets were expecting a small overall contraction in this last quarter. In Norway, their sovereign wealth fund, one of the world's largest investors, posted a record loss of $250 billion for 2022, bringing to an end a three-year run of soaring profits, as their stock and bond holdings were hit by the Ukraine war and inflation. Meanwhile, Australian retail sales fell sharply by 3.9% in December from November, surprising markets. Although strong Black Friday sales and a shift to travel spending in late 2022 put downward pressure on December retail sales, the extent of the fall suggests households have started to cut back on discretionary spending. Through all of this data chatter and changes, the IMF says global growth is projected to fall from an estimated 3.4% in 2022 to 2.9% in 2023, then rise to 3.1% in 2024. These are higher estimates than those made in October, especially for 2023. They also see inflation easing. A lot of this will be led by a Chinese recovery, they say, although the 2022 result found the EU outperforming both China and the US. US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 3.53% and down 2 basis points from this time yesterday. And the price of gold will open today at $1,927 an ounce, and that's up a mere $3 from this time yesterday. And oil prices start today down another 50 US cents at just under $78.50 a barrel in the US, while the international Brent price is now just on $85 a barrel. And the continued fall in the natural gas price is something to behold, now back below long-term averages. And the Kiwi dollar is softish at 64.6 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we start today at 91.7 Australian cents and unchanged. Against the euro, we're softish at 59.5 euro cents. That all means our trade weighted index starts today at 71.4 and down 20 basis points from yesterday. And the Bitcoin price is now at $23,111 and virtually unchanged from this time yesterday. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been modest at plus or minus 1.5%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.